Recent video of police in Ferguson, Missouri, using heavy military equipment has raised eyebrows nationwide. But some police agencies in southwest Michigan have received similar equipment from a previously little-known Pentagon program. Militarization of police forces has a lot of critics, but as WMUK's Chris Killian reports, some law enforcement officials say the military surplus gear can come in handy.
Behind the Berry County Sheriff's Office in Hastings, three large vehicles sit near a stand of spruce trees. They're not police cruisers. There's a Humvee and a two-tracked armored personnel carrier resembling a small tank, painted in gray and black camouflage with emergency response team written on its side. But it's what's in between them that really catches the eye. It's an MRAP, a 16-ton, 20-foot-long, mine-resistant armored protected vehicle designed to withstand an IED explosion in Iraq and Afghanistan. The vehicle also has an armored turret meant to house a 50-caliber machine gun.
It's wet in there because that turret there leaked when we had that big old rainstorm.
Dar Leaf has been Berry County Sheriff for a decade. He opens the rear door of the MRAP and steps inside its cramped interior. Sand from the Middle East still sits on the floor of the musty space. Berry County is mostly rural. Its largest city, Hastings, has just over 7,000 residents. But Leaf says tragedy can strike anywhere. Besides the heavy vehicles, Leaf says his department has received other surplus military hardware, including assault rifles and five grenade launchers used to lob tear gas. Leaf says that stockpile gives him peace of mind.
There is definitely a peace of mind. I cannot imagine what those officers go through when they have to go to a school shooting. I just can't imagine. And I don't want to be there. This gives me a peace of mind. And if you look at it, you picture little kids and you pack them all up and through here. You could fit 30 kids in here. It's going to be tight, but tell you what, I can pack them in here pretty tight to get them out.
Images of police in Ferguson, Missouri, wearing military armor and helmets, riding on top of tanks and aiming assault rifles at unarmed citizens, sparked shock and outrage across the nation and globe. Some started calling Ferguson Ferguinistan. Most of the hardware comes from the 1033 program, a Defense Department initiative that funnels used military equipment to local law enforcement agencies, usually free of charge. The program has been running since the early 1990s, and recent wars have created a steady stream of gear moving from military bases to police agencies. Every county sheriff's office in southwest Michigan has added some sort of military materiel to their inventory since 2006, the earliest year data are available. Some counties, like Berry and Allegan, have inventories that are pages long. But another rural county, St. Joseph, took possession of just two items, an M14 rifle and a utility truck.
Well, I think overall the militarization of policing in the United States, the blurring of the lines between the military, you know, dealing with foreign enemies and domestic policing forces, the blurring of that line to me is a very disturbing trend.
That's Ron Kramer, the director of the criminal justice program at Western Michigan University. Law enforcement leaders often say they'd only use the equipment as a last resort. But Kramer and other opponents say, once the supplies become part of an agency's inventory, they become part of the culture as well.
If you provide this kind of hardware and equipment and weapons to the police, then they're going to find a way to use it, right? And so now we come back to the question, you know, you give a small child a hammer and they find that everything has to be pounded on, right? And that's sort of a flip way to talk about the fact that within an organizational culture, the use of this equipment and this technology will become normalized.
Sheriff's officials in the region give several reasons for having military supplies, including getting emergency personnel down a winter road impassable to regular vehicles. Allegan County has the region's most expensive piece of equipment acquired through the 1033 program, an anti-mine vehicle that cost the nation's taxpayers nearly $900,000. Officials at the Allegan County Sheriff's Department say it's been used twice so far. In both cases, they say it helped protect deputies sent to deal with heavily armed people who threatened to commit suicide. Both times, those lives were saved. There are also budget reasons to get this kind of equipment. Kalamazoo County Sheriff Richard Fuller says participating in the 1033 program can be a way to fill in the gaps.
Sometimes law enforcement is able to augment those depleted budgets by using some of the equipment that the military gives us and taking those monies and now using them for personnel. So it's kind of a switch off as to how things are paid for is how some of the military equipment's been brought into these agencies.
Fuller also says it isn't accurate to say there are no roadside bombs on American streets. He points to the Boston Marathon bombings or explosive devices found at abortion clinics. But Fuller says military surplus gear must be used properly and responsibly.
You know, I think you have to hold individual agencies or individual chiefs or a sheriff to how they use the equipment that they have. That's the bigger picture, as opposed to being overly concerned about some of the vehicles, some of the weaponry, or some of the hospital beds that they bring into their organizations to help protect the citizens.
Back in Hastings, Berry County Sheriff Darleaf says he's heard the criticisms of the 1033 program. When asked how he might calm the nerves of someone anxious about his department's possession of military-grade weapons, he takes off his sidearm, removes an ammunition clip, and puts both on a table in front of him.
I got this sidearm on my hip. I've been law enforcement since 1986. Never ever had to use it except for dispatching a deer that was injured. But I had it just in case. And, you know, I look at it as a tool. And we're not here trying to intimidate people. This is still a badge. It's not a swastika. We have to prepare for the worst. And we have to prepare for things that you don't like talking about.
Revelations about the militarization of police agencies comes at a time of growing public distrust of their local police, especially among Black Americans. A Pew Research Center poll last week found that 4 in 10 respondents had little to no confidence that police would use the equipment appropriately. Although the Pentagon says the 1033 program has helped local law enforcement, the Obama administration plans to review the program to determine if it's still necessary. Jeff Hadley, the chief of Kalamazoo's Department of Public Safety, says his agency has received very few items through the 1033 program, just one armored truck and some night rifle sights. He says a dozen or so assault rifles were returned to the military. The best weapon he could use is trust.
A community and their relationship with their law enforcement agencies is like a marriage. But there ain't no divorce because we're not going anywhere, you know what I mean? So how do you constantly work on that? Every day to have some trustful relationships to rely on when things happen, because things are going to happen.
For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.